The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
Hello and welcome to ReviewParty.com. I am Brent.
I am Matt.
This is a podcast. It's on the internet. It's got comedy in it. It's got reviews in it. Reviews from where? Also the internet. Kind of full circle of life. What's it? The weather circle? Is that the one with the clouds?
Sure. That sounds good.
Precipitation cycle?
Yeah, like the water cycle, yes.
Water cycle? It's just the water cycle? See, I was overthinking
I think so.
I learned about that shit in second grade, and then they never talk about it again. Can you believe that? I thought that shit was cool. Well, the water turns into the cloud, turn into water?
Bro. There's a stream, there's an ocean in there? Hang on now.
There's streams, there's ocean, there's a little picture of a fish with big cartoon arrows. This is easy for me to understand and forget. Good job, public school. Man, the water, is it really just the water
cycle? I think it's really just the water cycle.
It deserves more. It deserves a cooler name than that. The whole world exists because of that cycle. Just the water cycle. It would have sold way less super soakers if they just called them water mover fasters instead of super soakers.
That is true.
Speaking of which, great transition. Brent, I am on Amazon, and I am seeing with my eyes this review for the Spira 3 Water Blaster, electric and automated premium water gun with the Switch. Decide between three epic game modes. Red. It's one of those big electric TikTok water guns.
Okay.
TikTok no pump. Water guns. You just kind of put the. That's where I saw it. You dip the tip in the water. It gives it the suck, and you get a cute little like Halo 2 HUD thing that fills it up. But listen to Dagan tell you about this one.
All right.
They title it, "Are You on the Fence? Read Me." They write, "There's a bunch of YouTube videos that give off a sort of weird, almost scammy vibe. Fake sounds, fake length of shots. This is because of TikTok sponsoring this company a little while back, which means content creators have been trying to money grab children into making mommy and daddy buy a powerful squirt gun. Yes, this gun is a lot heavier than a squirt gun. The water pressure is very, very strong. It's peeled the skin off my finger because I'm dumb. This is not a kid's toy. I'd consider this on the perspective of a water-based paintball gun. Strong, fast, heavy, very fragile parts. Other than that aside, it's hilarious and fun. 5 stars.
Okay. Okay. I would maybe just rephrase the money grab kids. Money grab children.
The money grab kids. That's my favorite sort of little band of rascals.
Okay, that's a bit better than... I don't know.
So, they aren't money grabbing the children. They are using money to grab the children. Is that what you're saying?
Just don't grab children.
Don't grab. Whether it's with money in your other fist or not.
Right. Or if it's with peeled fingers from high pressurized squirt guns?
That's gotta be bullshit, right?
I don't know. Maybe bro's never been outside before.
And the sun made his skin all, like, sensitive and ready to be peeled.
Or you're hoisting up a big heavy gun and maybe you're just getting, like, a little blister. I don't know.
These things probably are high pressure. I know there's water that you can pressurize enough to cut metal. You know, I've watched Orange County Choppers. That show's really cool. But I don't, bro, you didn't peel it. He is making an exaggeration.
Nah,
he wants this. toy to not be for kids so bad.
Yeah, a pressure washer is going to be powerful enough to break skin, but this is not a pressure washer. This is not running on gasoline.
No, no, this is batteries or some, or USB charge or some shit. I think he just likes his really cool Spyroblast squirt gun with the really cute Gundam anime graphics on the side, and he really doesn't want little nerdy kids playing with his cool, cool toy.
Because then he'll feel like a doofus.
Like a big doofus. His masculinity will come into question because kids can't play with cool guns kids like me.
Squirting him right in the nuts. We'll make him look like he wet himself. Oh, wait, he has.
Hey, don't squirt on me in the nuts. This is hard enough. Look, my finger is peeled off from it. You want to do that to my nuts? That's dangerous.
And then they just dome him. They squirt it in his ears. He's all up his nose. Not the face.
Oh, the not the face guy. I literally, oh my God, I just had a memory resurface from the depths.
He's been down there a while.
So it's like the Titanic just broke surface in my mind after 30 years. One time I was at a water park in indoor water park jungle gym of getting splashed with water things.
I think I do.
Yeah, where it's just like, it's just a big jungle gym. There's some different water slides coming off of it. There's a big
spouts. There's all sorts of fun.
Buckets of various sizes. All sorts of ways to be splashing on each other that, you know, you couldn't just access in some pool, in some kiddie pool. But so, yeah, me and my friend, Sean, were, I don't know, fifth grade or something, playing in at, we're at Wisconsin Dells, the Great Wolf Lodge, shout out. I don't know if it's cool anymore, but it was then. And we were splashing people with the splashables. We are up in a turret, as you do. These a bunch of friendly face people in the water park looking to get splashed, just like me, and we're splashing each other, having a splashy good time, running up rope,
having a splash, having a laugh is what you do.
It's what you do at the park and in the water treehouse. All right, good luck walking around that bitch without getting splashed. There's a reason no one's in t-shirt and shoes in there. You know what I'm saying?
That's your loser.
You're asking for it. The lockers are over there. That's where you leave that stuff. And of course, there was one guy who just had to, you know, we were two stories above him, splashing the masses. And he stops. I didn't ask to be splashed. Don't splash me. This is a grown man yelling at two children because he got splashed in a water park, bro. So yeah, I don't know. Water is fun for everybody. Don't be hating on anyone because they're having water fun. Even those big high pressure machines where they cut metal with the water, that's for kids. If I got that, I'd cut like a funny little wiener shape out of the metal and
it's just water.
It's just water. All right. Review me.
All right. I've had this review for a while. It was sent to me a while ago. And then I'd used one that was kind of similar. So I've been sitting on it. And it's been in the rotation the past few weeks. But I
just didn't find a spot, huh?
I think I found the spot now. This was a review sent to me by my dear friend Crystal. It's a TripAdvisor review for none other than the Kalahari Resort, Wisconsin Dells.
Let's go. We go into the Dells, baby. It is the season, honestly. We should have a whole water park day. It'd be great to do a lot of Wisconsin Dells reviews, to have an excuse to go to Wisconsin Dells and compare notes.
That would be great, especially if it was free.
Exactly.
Here is a review from Justin W. It's a bit of a long one, but stick with me here. Justin titles his review, "I used to love this place. The greed is becoming unbearable." And Justin writes, "I've been coming to the Dells Kalahari for over a decade, and it was always my favorite place to take my kids. It's been sad to watch the experience transition into a complete money grab." There it is. "Without any extra value for the increased pricing on anything. I'd say I have averaged a stay here of 2 times plus per year. This was my second stay this year. One of the most frustrating parts about this place is how you spend so much money to stay here, and they take every chance they get just to absolutely destroy your wallet once you're here. Forget a bottle of water? $3.75. Need a locker? $20 for the medium one that you'll need to fit a stuff for a family of four for one day. Want to play games at the arcade? Most games are 10 tokens, and the tokens are 80 for $20. It comes out to $250 for each game. But we spent $100 and came out with $5 worth of prizes, which would be fine if the $100 wasn't also gone in a matter of 15 minutes. I get that we don't win at the arcade, but you don't even want to let us play. The new turnstiles to get into the water park, the new towel system, it's all inconvenient to you to get all the dollar they can. You know the towel system is a ploy to take advantage of kids forgetting / losing towels or other guests taking them. $20 a towel adds up. When I stayed here earlier this year, I pre-booked a room for two adults and five kids. They charged $50 for the fifth kid, even though the room type slept eight. The kid wasn't able to come, but they wouldn't refund my $50 for that extra kid. Very cool, Kalahari. The water park opens at 10 a.m., 1 hour before checkout, and closes at 9 p.m. With the stay rates, it should be more like 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. No excuse to have such limited hours. Beyond that, several slides are only open even more limited times during those hours. Also, half of the Lazy River has been closed both times I've been here this year, several months apart. Now, one thing that really grossed me out was on our first day, there was what looked like a little fecal matter on the floor.
Oh, no.
Looks like it maybe fell out of a diaper. On one of the walkways between the wave pool and the adult hot tub area, left side. I was shocked to see it still there the next day. Gross. At the end of the day, Kalahari is a nice place with some cool features, but it's not for anyone who doesn't have a crap ton of cash to blow after spending money on the stay. It's for sure a much better deal in the summer as the outdoor water park Timbavati add value to the place. The good. The front desk was surprisingly well-staffed compared to previous visits. Check-in, even on a Saturday at around 2 p.m., was very fast, and the front desk staff was very helpful. They all looked happy to be there and help people. The wave people connecting with the Lazy River is one of the unique things that really makes the Kalahari my favorite indoor water park setup. Also allowing tubes in the wave pool. Great Wolf does not, for example. The indoor-outdoor hot tubs are also awesome. Honestly, Kalahari has the potential to be such a better experience than it is. I hope whoever reads this realizes how some of the little cash grabs really take away from the experience. And that gets a 3 out of 5.
I'm torn here. Because on one hand, I think they're justified and righteous in their anger at a cash-grubbing vacation experience, you know? It's hard out there for a family without a lot of money to go on vacation.
It's a big family.
It's a big family. But on the other hand, it's not some big secret that water parks and theme parks aren't going to nickel and dime. And you can't even say nickel and dime. $5 bill, $20 bill the shit out of you.
Yeah.
For everything you're worth. That's just what you're signing up for. And I've been to Kalahari. You're a mark. Yeah, they're so happy to see you at the desk because they're about to shake the fucking coins out of you.
The moment you walk in, four kids in tow, oh, buddy, it's game over.
They're going to have to get a medium locker for sure.
They're dumping dumpskis on the floor because they're so excited.
But yeah, I've been to Kalahari and I've been to a lot of other places. And I don't know. Kalahari always came off to me as the money grubbingest one.
Ooh, okay.
It's out, you know, Wisconsin Dells is sort of a, there is a city, there is a downtown.
Yeah, there's a little hub.
A sprawling water park land.
Yeah.
Right, there's just, you go into the city and it's just water park, theme park, roller coaster park, like one after another. But Kalahari's like way out in the sticks. It's sort of private and closed. And I think it's just built to be sort of the ritzy businessman's option for water parks there. The steakhouse restaurant, for example, when I went, 20 years ago, before the big inflation, all caps trademark, I remember seeing the menu and looking at my dad and be like, can we eat here? Oh, like, no. This is, you know, for the smallest filet mignon, it was like $120 type what? Restaurant. And I, my little kid brain was like, huh?
Yeah,
I was like, that's two video games, Dad. Are you that's sure you want to?
Insane.
I don't know if I'd rather this steak than two video games.
Even today, as an employed adult, I mean, that, no. A meal? Right. No.
Right. Yeah, and it's just sort of, it was sort of weird to walk into a Wisconsin tourist place and be, oh, yeah, that's the price. And that was the in-restaurant place. You go to Great Wolf Lodge with their slander, which they're, you know, they're so fucking, they're so ready to slander. Meanwhile, I know for a fact the restaurants in that place are much more affordable than the Kalahari ones. So, you know, maybe their priorities, they could be a lot happier other places, but it sounds like they can't get over not having tubes, inner tubes in the goddamn wave pool that they're blinded.
I'm with you. Not that I've been to Kalahari, but I have been to a Great Wolf Lodge, so I'm seeing Wolf.
Yeah, it's not a bad experience at all, is it?
Not at all.
No, they got cool slides there for like an indoor water park. I feel like you can't get much cooler slides in an indoor water park than what Great Wolf has got. They got the big old go in the dumpy thing and spin around.
Oh.
That's all you need. Whoa, I'm in a big toilet. That's like peak water park experience.
That is.
You know, that's worth seeing a dump on the floor and paying $20 for a...
I mean, that's all part and parcel of the experience, too.
Before we go, I guess a quick story. Great Wolf Lodge, I did get my toe caught in a water slide.
Ooh.
It was on the tower water, or the treehouse, one of the treehouse water slides. And my plan was to grab the thing you hold on to just to steady yourself as you get in the water slide.
Yes.
I was going to grab that, swing back,
yes,
and jet myself onto the water slide. But my foot caught underneath between the bottom part of the entrance of the water slide and, ooh, the platform beneath.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't get it back out. And my dad had gone down before me, and he was like, no, wait.
Gone.
And then, looked up to see a screaming and tearing their toe off. So my dad came and shoulder pushed the slide apart as much as possible, and I pulled it out. The lifeguard was there. He gave me a little Band-Aid and stuff.
Oh, man.
It was almost traumatic, but when you fall off your horse, you get back on. I went down that slide, and it was great.
Nice.
I review now. It almost felt like that was still my review because of the subject matter.
Yeah, yeah, sorry.
No, it's okay. It was perfect.
I demand more from you.
Well, I got more. I got a bit of a double header review. It's one review for two things. It is from Amazon for the Shaun of the Dead / Hot Fuzz Blu-ray double feature. This customer review is by The Journeyman. The title gives away the review, so I will leave that to the end.
Okay.
Bought for a movie time weekend with family. Shaun of the Dead is a cheesy zombie movie, storyline not original, but it's with a look. Hot Fuzz is worth watching. The storyline is similar to that of a Stepford Wives, but with a twist. It's a police action movie with humor, romance, and gore. It is several times. I've watched it several times now, and I still enjoy it as if it was my first. Not recommended for the very young due to plot and some graphic content. They give the review 4 stars. In the title, they specify Fuzz 5 stars, Sean 3 stars.
Okay. That just makes me angry.
Right. I'll say what you're thinking. How can you like Hot Fuzz and not Shaun of the Dead?
Yeah.
they're quite different, but I mean, it's the same genre parody. They go about parodying those genres and with much of the same humor, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah, much of the same humor, slightly same aesthetic,
mm-hmm,
treatment.
Yeah, the same like editing jokes, the same, yes, like editing joke heavy thing.
I love them. I love them.
How can you watch Shaun of the Dead and see the fence gag and be like, wow, what a boring zombie movie. I've seen this before. And then see the fence gag in Hot Fuzz and be like, whoa!
First time, every time. Yeah, you're criticizing Shaun of the Dead for not having an original plot, and then you say, well, Hot Fuzz is like the Stepford Wives, but it's so good.
Yeah, there's a lot.
There's just a little bit of gore in Hot Fuzz, but meanwhile, a dude's intestines get ripped out in Shaun of the Dead.
You could just take out Hot Fuzz and put in Shaun of the Dead for every one of his points, basically. You know, replace police with zombie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would love to see this guy's take on the end of the universe. Is that what it's called?
This is just the end.
It's just called the end, isn't it? Yeah.
I think.
That one gets a lot of hate, but I think that one's like just as good, if not better, as the other two.
It's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, it's... And plus the genre is much more of a secret in that one. The part of the fun is figuring out what the genre is they're spoofing. But I think that might be too complex. This is just a movie about a guy is an alcoholic, and his friends tell him not to be. I don't know. I shut it off halfway through.
I can't.
What?
I guess just this was purchased for a family movie night.
Yep.
That's the thing that. They're great movies,
mm-hmm.
but...
It's not a family vibe to you.
Not a family, like adult family.
Right. Aunts and uncles and older. But the family movie night definitely implies a sort of their young children.
Yeah, pop the popcorn, get some M&Ms, put your stuffy down, and climb on the couch. Look away. There's some gore at the end of this one.
Listen, I know this gore is scary, but this is just a boring zombie movie. So, you know what? I imagine the kids were sharp enough to get the parody going on in Shaun of the Dead much more than they were.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, now that I reread it, this is very telling of the disconnect. Where they describe the Hot Fuzz as a police action movie with humor, bromance, and gore. Not... It's a parody of a police action movie.
Yeah.
The lack of awareness of what a parody is, I think, stopped them from liking Shaun of the Dead. But what was it about Hot Fuzz? Is it just how thick they lay it on in the end? In the third act where it just snaps and it becomes an action movie parody?
Right, yeah. Maybe, I don't know. And it's not that gory.
I mean,
the gore that's there is exaggerated, but it is not that gory.
In Hot Fuzz, there's like a moment in each movie I think of that's very gory. In Hot Fuzz, where that guy falls on the tip of the church or whatever. Yeah. That part is still like, ugh, when I see it. And then when the nerd dude gets his intestines eaten little sausage.
That one messed with me for a while.
I think it always the my suspension of disbelief because of the how the stomach opens as though it was like a cake sort of makes me, but yeah, it is like, oh my gosh, this we were just laughing about a queen dance number a minute ago.
It's a hard turn.
But that's what makes those movies so good. They're both parodies of the genre and like so respectful and also a part of the genre.
Yes.
The parody was so good that the journeyman...
Couldn't even see it.
This is just a good action movie about a couple of bros.
It's got some gore.
It's got a guy that says yarp. I really like that part.
The woman gets stabbed with the shears. The castle crushes the one guy's head.
Mm-hmm. It's a little gory.
A little gory, but I had to try and think of those gory moments.
But other than that, it's an honest, straightforward movie that we – that's kind of movies we need nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't pull the fleece over the eyes of the audience. No sort of woke parody going on. Just a good bromance and gore. Like America, you know what I mean?
Heck yeah.
Like when Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin got together and stabbed all those guys. Bromance and gore.
That's all I want. That's all I ever wanted.
I think that this dude would love that type of movie. Oh, yeah, it's a movie about the founding fathers, and they're just bros, and they really like gore. I went and saw Oppenheimer. It was just like, pretty cool. Not enough gore, but there's some bromance.
There's some cool stuff.
Some cool stuff in there. Let's go look at some cool stuff on break.
All right. Hey everybody, thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. ReviewParty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second half of the episode, and welcome to the second part of Me, You, and Meme Reviews. The Horsehead Mask. If you're sitting there like asking yourself, second part, what did I miss? Last week's episode, I guess. I don't know how else to break it to you. But this is part two. If you're asking yourself, Me, You, and Meme Reviews, what's that? Well, again, we talked about it in last week's episode, so I guess you missed it there. But I'll quickly sum it up. We look at those products that gain cult meme followings online, or the reviews do, and it's all just fun and ha-has in all those reviews, and Ellen DeGeneres talks about, oh, this is a bick for her pan, isn't that funny? I hate you, interns.
yeah, the interns had to drink the ink out of the pens before they used it as a prop.
To speak clearly, yes, I'm talking about Three Wolf Moon shirts, Bic for Her pens, Haribo gummy bears, sugar-free doo-doo time, the banana slicer you know and you love. We got them all in here. We've been there. We've done that. Today, we're talking about the horse head mask. Last week, we read a smattering of funny reviews, talked about how Amazon has made some commercials with this horse head featured in them, because they're like, is it still funny? I don't know. however, this week I've got the thing. I paid for the stupid mask, and now I'm going to give you my funny review and real review as well, because we believe in having fun, and we believe in giving a product a quality, earnest, honest review. There's value in that.
Yes.
But before we get to that, we need to loosen up, need to laughing up. We need to have some water fun. So here's a review of, this is a knockoff version of the horse head mask. Again, there's tons of them out there. This is the Molezu horse head mask. Creepy horse, blah, blah, blah. Comes to us from Mysterious Shaman, who titles their review Horse Bonding, and writes, "We bought this silly thing to bond with our horses. And Silver, our Arabian quarter mile horse, doesn't seem to like it. We tried to whisper in his ear with this thing, and it seemed to bother him. His ears always turn back, and he stops chewing his food when we have this thing on around him, and I can sense tension. Our other horses seem to not pay it any mind. I wouldn't recommend this thing to socialize with horses. 2 stars.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Makes me kind of think of those videos where they're wearing like zebra suits in a pack of lions. Or lion suits in a pack of, just kidding, yeah. things that should be pretty self-apparent, but...
Yeah, so not for horse nature photographers, for sure.
No, I don't think so.
You need more of a Ace Ventura mechanized suit for that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, here it comes. I think the time-honored tradition is to read the fake one first and then get to the reality.
The time-honored tradition is to not know what the time-honored tradition is.
I think this is where the coin falls usually, though. So here is my fake, quote, meme review. My winky winky, nudgy nudgy, money grabby, not money grabby, review of this mask, titled Maximum Horsepower. Excalibur, the Holy Grail, the Shroud of Turin. Nothing but knickknacks compared to the horsehead mask. Trinkets, baubles, and doodads. Think about the hardest days of your life. You get fired, you crash your car, your baby runs away. Now picture yourself enshrouded with the cold, unmoving eyes of a rubber horse and a little tuft of hair that's teased by the breeze. Guess what? You can kick your boss in the face on your way to bigger and better things. You don't need your car because you are a horse. Your baby? It's a giggling beauty bouncing on your bare back as you speed off triumphant across the land. Now, picture the best days, but better. You are wedded to a dream incarnate. And guess what? She loves horses. She pets your pretty head. You whinny. You neigh. It's the big football game. Coach is finally giving you the nod. And guess who is sacking Troy? Fumble recovery, game-winning touchdown. That's you, Tiger. Horse. Tiger. Horse. You win the lottery. You're on the news. And all of your family starts coming out of the woodwork. Lucky for you, you can smell a thoroughbred a mile away. And those distant relative ding-dongs ain't gonna pass muster. You're a horse, man. And you can do anything you want. Live as a horse. Die as a horse. Just remember to try as a horse. See you all in the great glue factory in the sky. Clop, 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 clop. 5 stars.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
You could have said it differently, I'm sure. any comments before I move on to my real review?
No, when it's funny, it's hard to be funny after.
It's just there.
Yeah, it was too fun. It was funny and good. If I said something funny and good after, it might crash and burn, wearing that horse mask.
Yeah, yeah. I liked my sacking Troy joke. Thanks, everybody.
No, that speaks for itself. We love a football, you know, we're all big Forrest Gump fans. We love a little football detour in our journey.
Speaking of our journey, let's get to that destination. My real review, it's going to be hard to read out what I titled it. It's more like a written joke. But this review is titled Novel, open parentheses, 2A, close parentheses, T. As in novelty, but novel to a T. You get it? You get it? It's kind of forced, but whatever.
Time for smart jokes.
Most masks are novelties, I guess, but this one seems to have run its course. Right. No, I am not making a joke. I don't write jokes in my reviews. Who does that? I just mean that a regular old man mask might be funny. It's kind of generic enough, a Yoda mask or a Crypt Keeper or the Scream Ghoul. Classic fun. Never going to get old. But we are beating a dead horse with this one. No, I'm not making a joke. Why would you think that? You want the deets? You're going to need to be led by the bridle if you expect to wear this for any amount of time. True as a horse, this sucker gives you blinders. Yes, you could cut out the tongue like some people suggest, but if you do that, I want you to take a good look at your life. Preferably in the mirror, with the mask on, scissors in one hand, horse mask tongue in the other. How did you get here? And why does this thing smell so bad? That rubber mask smell, it's like this steed has been bred purely to hone its ability to smell. Air it out. Good luck. Is it funny? It looks funny, sure. It's got the eyes. It's got the teeth. It has you, a willing host, offering up your taste, your dignity, your future. Are you willing to abandon all those? All the virtues you've gained in your non-horse years? If that's what you want, then fine. Fine. I don't want you here. Smacks you on the butt so you take off running into the distance. And don't come back. Don't hurt me again. 3 stars. It is what it is. It's a horse mask. It does what do we expect.
Yeah, I kind of that review kind of got me thinking. In a post-Bojack Horseman world, human body, horse head, it's just, it's over. It's been done. We need to take a break from it for a while. Like World War II video games. Like, we're done with them. We had enough
zombie
of them.
Movies, pirate movies, different types of movies, vampire movies. We gotta ease off a bit.
Yeah, it's the gas pedal was gone, was so much so that there's a whole parody show that kind of is a reaction to that, and also Hollywood and lots of other things. But I don't know, would BoJack have a horse head and be funny if there wasn't for this horse mask? I don't think so. And I think that was the final chapter for now. You know, we're good. There's lots of other funny masks out there that you could. You know, I'm sure there's a funny mask out there that's going to be the next viral hit, and you could find that.
Get out there, fam.
Get out. Get up, get up, get out there. Yeah, I don't know. I think my head's too fat for, like, a horse mask. It would just be, like, a human-shaped neck with a horse on top. A human face-shaped neck. Uh-huh. Just forming to it, and I would get claustrophobic and go. Yeah.
You gotta cut it off.
I do like the classic horse mask where it's just like the human face poking out the neck. You gotta use your imagination to think it's a horse.
That's funny.
Oh, that's funny. See, it's cyclical. We've had enough of the rubber horse mask. We need to go back to the big horse mask with the human head popping out the neck. That's comedy, baby.
And that's me, you, and meme reviews.
Let's go. Whoopee cushion's coming back, too. I'm calling that. See, that's funny. That kind of noise was funny. Thanks for the me, you, and meme reviews. I'm excited for the next one to be like, oh, already?
Right.
Okay, but I'll take us out of one time-honored tradition and into another. That's right. For I don't know how many weeks consecutive, but we're chugging. It's Yelp Japan, baby. I wanted to do like a mundane, everyday type of place. No, we do a lot of fast food Yelp Japan. No one's going to McDonald's every day in Japan. I wanted something that's a part of the Japanese lifestyle. So I found a 7-Eleven in Tokyo, the Asakusa Kaminariman Station 7-Eleven, if you want to be specific. That's okay. Asakusa's a very like touristy, old school. It's got a big, huge temple in it. That's very touristy, is sort of the claim to fame, so... maybe a touristy type location, but don't take it from me. Take it from Alexis W. from Tucson. They write, ATMs, the best onigiri, better options than Family Mart and Lawson. Yup, I said it. And plenty of new drinks for me to try. Lipton, apple tea, cold. Coca-Cola, orange. So much better than vanilla and cherry. Tropicana coconut water, but that's so gross. Red Bull Sakura Pink Spring version. They even have washi tape in here. 4 stars.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, a lot of quick... I liked it. It was like a lot of rapid-fire claims. It was almost a list review.
I like lists, though. Lists are organized. We can get through them fast.
Yeah.
Hating on the coconut. What's the coconut hate?
The Tropicana brand coconut water is super gross.
Is it?
I don't really like coconut water, but I don't really dislike it.
Either really good or tastes like, tastes like the inside of a cow's mouth. I imagine slightly sour and
viscous. When it's bitter and nasty, I don't like it. But I kind of go in expecting not to like it. So I've never been disappointed by some coconut sure. water. I mean, this is very specific, but she's capping. Family Mart is so much better than 7-Eleven.
I would have, just by the name.
Mm.
I mean.
Yeah, fam. If you go, you visit in Japan, 7-Eleven is the second best. But it is about 27 leagues behind Famima, baby. Family Mart got the best food. It's always the cleanest, the nicest employees. The little treats in the hot food thing at the counter. Get yourself a spicy Fami chicken and tell me that anything at 7-Eleven is worth it. No. Spicy Fami chicken is just a chicken breast with the spicy breading. They fucking zap that in the fryer and then you fucking eat it with a little, you know, like the bottom of a hash brown. It comes in a hash brown package, sort of.
Oh,
and you just got your handheld chicken, spicy chicken breast. Oh my God! It makes you think who needs the bread and the sandwich and pickles around this? Just give me the chicken.
That sounds great.
Yeah. So fuck you, 7-Eleven. No, 7-Eleven's like decent there too. You can't really go wrong with convenience stores. But the onigiri, the battle of the onigiri, specifically the rice ball, the jelly donut, as it's known in some circles. Have you had an onigiri?
I don't know that I have had an onigiri.
Wow. I might have to, next time, or whenever our fated review party reunion happens, I might have to bring some onigiri for the recording.
Oh, boy. I would eat into it.
You would eat into it and you'd be like, wow, for just a ball of rice, this actually is kind of bussin'.
That's better than Coke vanilla.
They said Coca-Cola orange, which... I don't remember if I've tried. Coca-Cola is kind of secretly citrus.
It's got some spice sits in there.
washi tape is tape with cute little drawings on it, is all it is.
I think I know what that is. Yeah, that is what that is.
Yeah, it's just cute tape that, you know, is kind of popular in the way that fidget spinners are popular.
Which is to say, to some people.
Yeah, some people think it's the cutest shit in the world, but it is very popular. There's whole shops that is just like washi shops in Japan.
Oh, God.
Stationery stores is what they translate to, but it's just shops for cute notebooks. It's kind of like a pack and ship shop without a purpose, or like a Hallmark shop, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We got anything else to say about 7-Eleven here?
Just making me hungry.
Yeah, I am going to make cheeseburgers after this episode for sure. Eat it. Okay, you got a review?
I've got, Will, do we want a letterbox or do we want a Google? How are we feeling?
We haven't had a letterbox in a minute, have we?
Yeah, we have not. Just a straight up solo letterboxed.
Let's go.
Spoiler alert, doesn't even have a star rating, so it's just like what this person had to say.
A review that you have to just glean someone's feelings from instead of a number telling me how they think. I can't do it.
I think we'll be able to do it. It is a Letterboxd review for Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny.
Ooh, that Nunu.
That Nunu. Did you by chance see that Nunu?
I don't want to preload the review here, but I heard it was surprisingly decent.
It's pretty good. Yeah, I enjoyed it. Here is what Bandit had to say. I forgot. Bandit's little profile pic is none other than Ugly Garfield. Bandit writes, they filmed a chase scene on the street I work on, and it closed down our office for 2 weeks. So even if it sucks, it's a great movie in my heart for the solid it did for me. And honestly, I feel the same.
Oh, man. I'd buy a damn ticket. I would pre-order that ticket as soon as I can. Like, you sold my ticket. 2 week vacation, shit.
That's got to be so nice.
Here's the real question. Would you go for a day to try, you know, how people kind of like stand outside the chutes and kind of watch from a distance? Would you do that? Or would the idea of going to work, even around work when you didn't have to, just make you sick?
Oh, that is such a good question. Yeah. Yeah. You might like get close enough to hear a Harrison Ford grumble.
Right. Like how many times do you get to see the street you go past every day in that context? On the other hand, I don't know. The idea of going to the neighborhood where I work for no real good reason might just make me go insane.
Yeah. Yeah. I've struggled with that for a while because the way I take to work is also the way that it goes up to Kenosha.
Mm.
So if, I'm paying a visit to old Carthage, or just, I don't know, going up in that direction, going to Six Flags. It's pretty much the same way. And I'm like, this feels wrong. This feels dirty. I hate it.
There's some reality where you're heading to work and you say, screw this, and you just go to Six Flags.
Or
go
that up changes things entirely.
Right. You'd say, I'm done. You're going postal is going to Six Flags and then going to Kenosha for some dinner afterwards.
Yes.
Yeah, I do pine once in a while for a Kenosha restaurant. Not that the restaurant game in Green... No, actually, I'm going to say it. Restaurant game in Green Bay sucks ass compared to Kenosha's restaurant game. Kenosha's kind of got a good restaurant game. And maybe it that's does. Just Frank's doing the heavy lifting, but...
I actually paid a little visit last week. And went to a certain Durango's.
Yes. That's so funny.
Good to be
back.
The
guy from Illinois going up to Wisconsin for the deep dish. But that's how good Durango's is.
Didn't go for no deep dish.
Oh, what'd you get? You know, I get the deep dish every time I've been there, maybe. No, I've got their square, like, Wisconsin-style pizza's good, too.
I actually ended up with a sandwich.
Are you crazy? Like the
chicken parm, though, is really good.
Oh, I bet. You know what? I take it all back. I bet their chicken parm goes insane.
Some good chicken.
Some good chicken. Messy one.
I was on my way to good old Milwaukee, and it was time for lunch, you know?
Yeah, screw you, Milwaukee. You ain't even got all that space, and you ain't got no restaurant as good as Durango. Oh, you doubled down. Sheesh. Actually, Milwaukee has got Cops. So that
Cops so good.
Talking about even mentioning the name makes me want to throw everything away and just drive down there right now.
Mm-hmm.
Get me a double cheeseburger. I'll eat half, and it'll be the best half of a burger I've ever had in my life. Because it's the size of your freaking head. That's how every smash burger should be. Just pancake sized. That way you know you're not losing meat.
Yeah, man.
All right, I think we're out of comedy because I think we're just hungry at this point.
It's chatty time.
It's chatting over a little burger time. That's a different podcast entirely. We would never do that to you. We would never have a chit chat on this podcast instead of making comedy.
I burger meal.
let's start a food podcast. Burgers and bucket hats.
This burger is big enough to fit in this bucket hat.
Oh, kind of the graphics that cut to subliminal messages of me shoving the burger up my ass. Censored with a bucket hat. Anyway, yeah, that was the last comedy forever.
Not getting any more.
Next week it'll probably be a pretty serious podcast, so hope you enjoyed it while it lasted. But if you'd like to still support us, we got new podcasts. Episodes every Tuesday. That's right. Hashtag Tuesday Reviews Day, and you can be a part of it. That's right. You can send in an absurd review to us, just like Crystal. Thank you, Crystal.
Thanks, Crystal.
Got that name right first try. And you can send it to reviewparty.com @gmail.com, at one on the social medias that I have it on good authority. Matt will tell us about right this second.
I want to tell you about social media. @reviewparty.com. You ever heard of it? You can search it on TikTok. You can search it on Instagram. What are you going to find? I don't know. Us, the content that we post, the comedy that we post. Doing things there, being regular old dudes. Maybe a picture of me with a horse mask to prove that I actually spent money on it, so I could actually review it.
That's right. The social media plugs are even heavier this week. We forgot to do it during the media post, but if you want the complete Me, You, and Ream reviews experience, you definitely got to check out that Instagram.
Gotta do it. Where else are you gonna get that? No, the internet? I don't know. I'm not so sure. Well, you can also find us on X at Review Party Pod. I feel filthy.
You know, we try and make our podcast as evergreen as possible, as listenable to forever as possible within reason. Mm-hmm. And I really hope that us saying X is very dated, very
just
soon.
Just a phase, yeah.
Just a phase like an edgy teenager.
If you're an edgy teenager, get yourself to reviewparty.com. What are you going to do there? You can read the blog, like the blogs that relate to the Me, You, and Meme reviews that I just did. Yeah, you can check that out. You can check out the other Me, You, Meme reviews. You can check out various things about Amazon or Yelp that you never knew, man. Or just listen to the podcast or go to the shop or sign up for the newsletter. Whatever you want, live your life. Just live it the way I intend for you to live it.
Live your life, but yeah, this is pretty pertinent to that whole life living thing. Mm-hmm. If you want to get it right, I don't. I gotta talk now. Remember, follow, subscribe, favorite, whatever the hell that is, wherever you listen. It honestly, one click from you on one of those buttons helps us like so exponentially. So yeah, give it a click. We do appreciate us. I was gonna mention that Spotify has reviews stars now. I think it did for a long time. Maybe I've said this before, but I'm just gonna say it again. It's mobile only. If you listen to us on Spotify on mobile, even if you don't, go to the Spotify page, reviewparty.com, click the little star thing, make it the 5 stars. We're 4.7 on there right now, which is honestly pretty badass, but it could be even more badass. And while you're in Spotify, you can check out the Homeboys Nosebleeds. Thank you so much, Homeboys, for letting us use their song Bread for Breakfast. Their music's all over Spotify. It's very good. Just search Nosebleeds, one word, and then get yourself a damn dictionary if you didn't know that was one word. I have one because I didn't know, because that's kind of a weird little English rule. It could go either way.
Yeah.
I got a finisher. Actually, I'm really excited to read this one. Goes with the theme. This is an Amazon review for Smash Burger Press, heavy duty hamburger press with heat resistant handle, cast iron grill press, bacon press, sandwich press, round burger smasher for griddle, meat press, barbecue grilling accessories.
It's pressing. Pretty impressive.
This is impressive, yep. Willie P titles his review, Finally, Flat Bacon. He writes, so far have only used it once, and that was for cooking bacon. For once, the bacon came out flat and not all shriveled up to a third of its size. 5 stars.
What are you doing? Using it as a bookmark?